In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. This Holy Thursday Vesperal Liturgy used to be served later in the day as an afternoon service. It is, in fact, the Vespers of Holy Friday. And so we're hearing of the Lord's betrayal and of his trial and of his sufferings already. It is still, though, the day of remembrance of the Holy Supper, the mystical supper, as it says on our icon, the day in which the Lord gave himself to the disciples as food. And from this day of the mystical supper, the life in God, the Christian life, the Christian faith, the life of the Christian church has been centered in food. First, this holy mystical food, but all food taken as a sign of God's presence from the hand of God as a blessing with thanksgiving, that all food is in a sense sacramental. All food is a partaking of life. The unique reality of this food, of the food of Christ, is that unlike other food, which becomes a part of us, this food, we become what it is. We become part of Christ. We become united to Christ, who said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." And it's not unusual then that our feasting, our celebrating, and all the big events in the life of the church complete themselves with a banquet, with food. So we celebrate with and through food. And we prepare to celebrate by abstaining from food, by pulling back, as we are in this Lenten and Holy Week season. Many years back, we looked, just as a lark, we looked at a church property as a possible place to go. And it felt a little strange about it because it was owned by one of the big famous cult property. But they had good facilities for what we were considering, for what we needed at the time. And a nice space that could have been prepared for worship. But we looked, and there was no kitchen. And we said, "Surely these people are heretics. They've got something. This is the sign right there." They had this big lecture hall, but there's no kitchen, you know. So we celebrate with the supper. What did the Lord say to his disciples today? "I will not drink of this fruit of the vine with you until I drink it anew with you at my table in my kingdom." He promises to feast with the disciples. He promises to celebrate that with them, even from this supper until the eternal and holy supper, the eternal and heavenly banquet. And so God comes to us as food. And everything we do is a movement to and from each divine liturgy, preparation and fulfillment, uniting to Christ, connecting to God directly through this blessed food of his body and blood. There's no other faith, there's no other religion that understands our relationship with God in this way, that we do not simply worship and pray to God up there somewhere, but to God who has come down to us. And as we sing at the next Vesper Liturgy, Holy Saturday, he's come to give himself to us to give himself as food to the faithful. So let us rejoice and be glad that we have these promises, that we have this sign of the deepest possible unity with God, that our faith is not simply theory and ideas, but is in fact a direct linkage through the most fundamental food of life, bread and wine. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us take this day as a signpost and as a strengthening for the holy days ahead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.